Okay, well, good morning, everybody. It's a nice morning, isn't it? Well, my little children's lesson this morning is it's something that God tells us in the Bible, and it's a really good little thing for little boys and girls, but it's a good thing for big boys and girls too, daddies and mommies, and all your older siblings. It matters to everybody. But it's one of those things that we need to learn when we start learning it right away when we're little. And it's called sowing and reaping. You guys know what that means? To sow something or to plant something would be another word that we'd use. To plant something. We're all pretty familiar with planting, like flower seeds or garden seeds. We do that. We go out in the garden and it's pretty amazing how planting and harvesting or sowing and reaping, it'd be like the same words. And it's pretty amazing how that works. We take one little kernel of corn and we stick it in the ground. And what do you get back for that little kernel of corn? Do you get one more kernel of corn that's ready to eat? No, you get a whole bunch, right? But that's good things. That's pretty amazing how that works. You put one little kernel in there and you get about maybe 700 or 800 times more than what you planted, you get that back. Like if you're talking about corn, or you plant a little watermelon seed, stick it in the ground, you get this big watermelon that some of you couldn't even carry. And it gets to feed everybody. It's pretty amazing. And those are good things that we get to, we see how that works, how God allows things to be planted or to be sown, and then we get to reap good things. But that can work the other way too. When we sow bad things, like if somebody plants weed seeds, they don't need a lot of help to grow, do they? You get one little thistle, and it turns that white little milky thing, and the wind puffs it, and it goes around, and all at once you got more thistles than you can know what to do with. So in our garden, we kind of understand when we plant things, we get more than what we planted. And in life, when we live our lives, it's the same way. There's some that same idea is there of sowing and reaping, or planting and harvesting. We can sow good things, or we can plant good things, and we get good things back. God rewards back. That's a verse that I'd like us to remember today. The Bible says that God is not mocked. He says, Galatians says, whatever a man sows or whatever a man plants, he says, that shall he also reap. And that means that whatever types of things that we decide to do in life, whatever type of seeds, we'll call them seeds, like things that we choose to do. And I have a couple little examples of some of those things that we do. There's little things There's little things that we kind of face from little on up. And you guys know, like, honesty and lies. That's two different things, right? So if we sow honesty, let's pretend that honesty is a seed, just like that little corn kernel. And if we go through life and we just regularly, we make a habit of sticking a little seed of honesty everywhere we go. And every time our mouth opens, we say what's true. And we say what's honest. And even if we can maybe get in trouble for it. Sometimes we get in trouble because we have to admit, like, to say something honest is to admit that I did something wrong. But that's still always, always, always the best thing. So if somebody asks you a question or asks you if you did something or asks if you were part of something, you would always take that seed of honesty and you would sow that. You would stick it in the ground. And that'll come back. Just like that little kernel of corn, that'll come back. What happens when we do that, when we start making a habit of planting those type of things, everybody around you, everybody that knows you, they start saying, you know what? She can be trusted. He can be trusted. I believe what he said when he talks. You create trust from your daddies and mommies and from your siblings and from your friends. It builds trust. And there's something else that's really incredible that we can do, is that honors God. When you do that, when you talk with honesty instead of a lie, it honors God, because we would say God is truth. God can't lie, is what the Bible says. Now, the reverse of that would be to lie. Now, just like that little thistle seed, we can start picking up like bad little habits of telling lies or stretching stories, which is it's another way that we would lie. But those are little seeds that you can stick in the ground too, and all at once you kind of got some problems, because those things, they're also going to multiply and they're going to come back for you. Like, just like I said, when we tell the truth, people will believe you, but when we start making habits of telling lies, nobody's going to believe you. Like, you're going to start creating, you're going to start breaking trust, and that's not how we want to grow up, is by breaking trust. So we learn to sow honesty, and you reap good things. And when we sow lies, we reap bad things. kindness would be another. Would be one more thing. We can sow kindness, or we can sow mean behavior. If we are to go around and sow kindness, those things will multiply and come back. But if we live, has anybody ever been treated badly? Have you ever been treated badly, like in a game or on a playground? Or did everybody ever have you experienced mean behavior? Probably everybody has, right? I think it's probably pretty fair to say we probably all have. Well, those things will circle back around, and they'll get you. I can remember back when I was about 15 years old. I had black hair, believe it or not. And I was working with my brothers, and one of my brothers was working on it. He was on a construction job, and he's working on this scaffold plank. So his feet are kind of up here about by my head. And we have this little tool that we use. It's called a tar paper gun. It's one name we have for it. It's a little staple gun. You boys know what the tar paper gun is? It's kind of fun, isn't it? You put it on something, and it just shoots as fast as you want to shoot. And one of my brothers... I worked with three of my brothers, and one of my brothers started kind of prodding me to say, I would pick up the gun and I would rub it right on the side of my other brother's foot. I just rub it on the side of his foot, on his shoe, and he would move his shoe and he would say, quit. And one of my other brothers behind me, he kept saying, shoot him. Shoot him. Shoot him. Shoot a staple in his foot. And we kept teasing him, and I kept going on. And you know what? I didn't walk away from that idea. And all at once, one time, I picked up the gun, and I just put it against his foot, and I pulled the trigger. And I shot about 6 or 7 staples right in his shoe, and I stapled his shoe fast to his foot. Well, that's not very nice, is it? That's not what you call sowing kindness, right? I was sowing something, but it wasn't kindness. Well, we got a good laugh out of that. Well, some of us did. We got a good laugh out of that. And a couple months later, quite a few months later, we were working on a roof. And this same brother that I shot his shoe fast to his foot, we were putting on tar paper. Now, I had long forgotten the whole thing of that little seed that I had sown. I had long forgotten it. And we were putting on tar paper on his house, and we were hurrying, and this shingle truck was there, and we were running around trying to get tar paper on the roof. And now this gun has a funny little feature. You know how it runs out of staples, but it still shoots, right? Well, inside that gun is a little piece of metal that comes out, and it shoves the staple in. So that little piece of metal still goes when there's no staples. And the gun ran out of staples, and I'm holding the roll of paper, and you're never going to guess what my brother did. He put that gun in the seat of my pants. And he pulled the trigger. And pop. Well, I was suddenly reminded of the day that I shot his shoe fast. Now, you see how, like, it might be a while, but you end up reaping the things that we sow. And now, thankfully, neither one of us would ever dream of doing such a thing like that today. We kind of had rough humor, if you kind of will. Like, we thought maybe some rough things were funny. And but there's different ways that we can do that today. Different ways you can be mean. We can excluding people out of your games. Like, those are things that are kind of hard. Like, you know, everybody wants to be included, and when we have a game going and somebody runs up and wants to be included, we would open the gates, right? And we'd say, come on in and join the game. We wouldn't want to plant things like, no, you can't play here. Like, that'd be kind of a sowing kindness, sowing rudeness. Another little thing I was thinking of last night was last year, I was coming home from work one night, and I drove up on a car wreck. And it wasn't a horrible wreck, but it was kind of bad enough where the vehicles were kind of all smashed up. And I felt really bad because I've been in some wrecks, and it's kind of a bad deal. Like, your vehicle's all busted up, and you're kind of a little bit discouraged about what happened. I thought, well, I could try to help out. However, so I helped out just a little bit. Took some tools and helped them out a little bit. They could get one of the vehicles could get back on the road, and I helped them get home. And I went home, and you know, just like that little staple incident, I done forgot about what happened. And a couple months later, this guy shows up at my door, and he's got $100 card for a restaurant. And I said, "What is that for?" And he said, "That's for helping me get home." And I had not remembered it or even thought about it, but that too, it comes around. So when we make good practices, good things happen. And those are things that, from little to all the way till you're big and gray-haired, those things they'll be good things to practice. Okay? All right. That's all I have. Let's pray here. Father, I pray this morning, as we just talk about the simple little principle of sowing and reaping, Lord, help us, young and old alike, to remember that your word is true, and your principles are true, and Lord, let us take seriously the ways in which we live and speak, and that our lives would be an honor to you and not a dishonor. We pray for your blessing through the remainder of our day, and we ask in the name of Jesus, amen.